Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Monday, June 19. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Lap Lane Village Councillor Jason Fontaine proceeds with legal action against MP Peter Seja for slander. Two tropical systems monitored by the National Hurricane Center in Miami strengthened on Sunday, and 48-year-old man in the UK arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after terror attack near London Mosque. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
It's the Courts Home Event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts Home Event. Courts, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month end to draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a wig for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go buy Fast Cash. Potential tropical cyclone number 2 located in the tropical Atlantic about 485 miles east-southeast of Trinidad continues to show some signs of organization. Regardless of development, gusty winds, shower and thunderstorm activity are expected across the island by early Tuesday. Persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides and falling rocks are advised to be vigilant and to exercise caution from tonight into tomorrow. Moderate to rough seas are expected during the next 24 to 48 hours, with waves peaking near 10 feet today. A further increase to peak near 12 feet is expected on Tuesday. As a result, a small craft warning is in effect for above normal seas and high winds. All users of the sea are advised to exercise extreme caution. The Met Service will continue to monitor the situation, and the public is advised to keep informed on these systems. Lap Lane Village Councillor Chairman Jason Fontaine has made good on his promise to take legal action against his parliamentary representative for slander. Fontaine claims MP Peter Seja referred to him as a homosexual before members of the Lap Lane constituency after Fontaine greeted him at a restaurant.
Mr. Peter Seja, I'm going to call him Peter, was having lunch at the restaurant at the Lagos facility, where they had that restaurant across from the tool shop and the Lap Lane bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in there, met two gentlemen from Lap Lane and greeted them and say hi to them. And while I'm doing so, also in respect to the power rep, I said, hi, power rep, how are you doing? And he replied to me that I'm not your power rep, and he called me a buggerer. He told me, you're a damn buggerer. So I looked at him. I said, really, Mr. Seja, you're going that low? He said, you're a buggerer. I said, Lord have mercy.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then I just told him, you know, that is so low. As a sitting minister of government, you're looking at an elected member of your constituent's council village, and you want to decharacterize me in that level. It is totally unacceptable as a sitting minister of government, and also a constituent where I am an elected member of council, not by chance, by choice of the people. And I have to dialogue with this man. As of at this point, I do not want to see him. I do not want to talk to him.
According to a letter to Seja from Fontaine's attorney, Kara Schlinford, since the date of this slander, Mr. Fontaine has been confronted and ridiculed by numerous persons. He has suffered significant shame and embarrassment. The letter went on to demand the issuance of a written apology to Fontaine within 14 days of receipt, and also demanded that he inform all persons who heard the slander that this was a false and malicious lie in words approved by Fontaine, which must be published both on the radio and in the newspaper. Should Seja fail to comply, legal proceedings will be commenced without further notice. Freedom Party executive member and economist Kent Vital is concerned that CARICOM could see its demise if some of its members continue to affiliate and deepen relations with countries that are known to be anti-democratic. Vital says he's deeply troubled by the Dominica Labour Party's foreign relations policies and how they conduct state business in secrecy. He believes that begging for support from communist and extreme socialist countries by some could spell the demise of the grouping.
But secondly, I could quickly see the demise of CARICOM coming if some of these things I'm hearing. So we know that there's beginning to be a divide within CARICOM between those on the left, like Gonzalez and Skerrett, and those who know that Gonzales and Skerrit are really doing things that are not right. You will not hear it coming from CARICOM in a statement, but we know that there's beginning to divide. But when you begin to do things like selling passports to crooks, you are beginning to undermine CARICOM, because once a guy has a passport, he cannot be stopped from entering into another CARICOM country. Well, I mean, based on what we're trying to do. I mean, if they have good reason, they can. But generally, given the kind of CARICOM togetherness we're trying to promote, with a same passport, but just our names differ. But so there could be serious security threats, and CARICOM is not openly saying, but I am pretty sure they have concerns, and this could end up undermining CARICOM. Now, when you go to the Russia issue, what is our greatest interest? One of the greatest industries in the Caribbean is tourism. Where do our tourists come from? They come from the US. They come from Europe, most of them. Yes, we need to diversify. We need to diversify and bring in persons from Latin America. We need to diversify and bring in persons, if we can, from China. But at the moment, our closeness to Europe, our links with Europe, our closeness to the US, our links to the US, are really the bedrock of tourism for Barbados, for Bahamas, for Jamaica, for many for tourism countries. Now, when you begin to play these kinds of games with Russia and China, now, there's a popular saying that says, show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are.
A series of vehicular accidents occurred over the Father's Day weekend in Dominica. Q95 received updates on 5 accidents which took place in different areas around the island. However, no fatalities have been reported so far. Details are still a bit sketchy, but on Saturday, reports are that there was an accident involving a truck that may have been transporting garbage and 2 other vehicles. In Fortney, it is said that the contracted driver who owns the truck hit 2 vehicles, pushing one over the side to a lower road. Unsubstantiated reports allege that the cause of the crash may have been due to a faulty brake line. Q95 will follow this developing story and bring you more information as it becomes available. Coordinator of the School Vision and Body Mass Index program, I Can See Clearly Now, Nurse Joan Henry, says the importance of the program cannot be undermined. The program has now entered the second level, and a 6-member medical team from China has been on island screening the students. The Ministry of Health and Environment, together with the Ministry of Education, in December of 2016, launched the I Can See Clearly Now, a project which aims to detect vision issues, namely blindness and refractive errors, in students 18 years and under in Dominica. On Friday, officials from the Ministry of Health and Environment and the Education Ministry made an official visit to the Pitted Savannah Primary School at Bath Estate, where screenings were being done.
It is very valuable to our now children, who are going to be our future people, to replace us. And you recognize their eye. They may have poor performance, not because they are dumb, but because they cannot see. And a lot of the children have vision problems. You would imagine children between the age from the preschool, the first form K, to grade 6 in the primary school already have problems for glaucoma. And most times, some children will say to us, I told my parents I cannot see, and they did not take me on. I'm not saying that to put parents down, but to allow us to know, as parents, we have a responsibility. And the children we have, they are gifts to us. And we have a responsibility to help them to maximize their potential. And when they get to a point and they're complaining about something, please don't ignore them. Better you take them and it's not anything than you don't take them. And now when we find them, a child has an eye pressure of over 25 in one eye. And so that says a lot to us. And some of them have chronic conditions that needs continuous intervention. So when the team discovers these conditions, Dr. Shillingford Ricketts is a consultant attached to the program. So these children are referred to the School Health Eye Care Clinic.
The project is costing close to $1 million and is sponsored by the government of Cuba. Meanwhile, Cuban ambassador to Dominica, Juan Carlos Prometa de la Rosa, says notwithstanding the country's challenges, Cuba has the political will to continue assisting Dominica.
I just want to say something that for us is very important. For a number of years, we have been helping Dominica in health, education, and I am the person who likes to speak with facts. So this is the fact. Cuban doctor helping Dominica, people in need. And the clear message is, with embargo or without embargo, with a very difficult condition, economic condition, Cuba has the political will to continue helping Dominica.
in health, in education, in construction, in anything that Dominica needs. I always said, tell me, Dominica, in what way we can help, and Cuba will do it.
A seminar on United States import regulations for fresh fruits and vegetables got underway at the Garaway Hotel on Friday by the Agriculture Ministry in collaboration with the United States Department of Agriculture. Ministry of Agriculture PS Harold Geist says the seminar will seek to create procedures to regulate exports of goods to the U.S.
Today's seminar, however, is intended to focus mainly on the establishment of procedures for export of fresh produce to the United States, port of entry requirements into the U.S., plant quarantine issues, and the processing and packaging of fresh produce designed for export. It is widely acknowledged that as a result of ever-increasing international travel and trade, considerable emphasis must now be placed on the regulation of import and export of commodities so as to prevent the transfer, establishment, and spread of agricultural pests and disease, which can adversely affect and actually hurt the agriculture of the importing country.
And Minister for Tourism, Senator Robert Tong, has pledged the government support towards the Dominica Water Sports Association. He was speaking at the launch of the 23rd annual Dive Fest at the Anchorage Hotel on Friday. He noted that early marketing of this annual event can attract more visitors to the island around that specific time.
Rest assured, the Ministry of Tourism and Urban Renewal, and by extension, the government of Dominica, stands ready and committed to collaborate effectively with the Dominica Water Sports Association. The government, inclusive of the ministry, seeks to strengthen the bonds existing between the ministry and the Dominica Water Sports Association as it relates to the coordination and promotion of the water sports activities on this island. I am very happy that you are also launching this event way in advance compared to last year, which again shows that the team is working together and we have all been as proactive as possible. Obviously, the marketing and the promotion of these events are very critical to get the best possible buy-in and to also give persons who don't live in Dominica the opportunity to travel to Dominica.
Tong also highlighted the importance of diving towards building the Dominica tourism sector and the economy.
I'm especially pleased that you have seen the opportunity to include free diving to this event as it lends to bring some additional excitement to this year's event of activities. There is no doubt that the importance of water sports to the industry of tourism and in particular the economy of Dominica, as this industry sustains many jobs both directly and indirectly. And also the divers spend a fair amount of money as compared to the average visitor to Dominica. And even the free divers, when they had the event last year, most of the persons who came here spent over 3 weeks in Dominica, again, allowing the community to benefit from they being in Dominica for so long.
Dive Fest 2017 will run from the 2nd to the 16th of July in the community of Sufria. In other news, the true tropical systems currently being monitored by the National Hurricane Center, NHC, in Miami continued to strengthen on Sunday with a corresponding increase in the likelihood of cyclone formation. Showers and thunderstorms continue to show signs of organization in association with a tropical wave located about 1,000 miles east-southeast of the southern Windward Islands. Some development of this system is possible during the next couple of days before environmental conditions become less favorable for tropical cyclone formation. The system is forecast to move to the west-northwest at near 20 miles per hour toward the Windward Islands and northeastern South America during the next 2 days, and interests in these areas should monitor its progress. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate this system on Monday, if necessary. And Prime Minister Theresa May says the terror attack near a North London mosque is every bit as sickening as recent ones to hit the UK. She was speaking after a man died and 10 people were injured when a man drove a van into worshippers outside the Muslim Welfare House. 8 people were taken to hospital after the attack outside the mosque, which is also a community center. A 48-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. La Plaine Village Councillor Jason Fontaine proceeds with legal action against MP Peter Seja for slander. Two tropical systems monitored by the NHC in Miami, which strengthened on Sunday. And a 48-year-old man in the UK arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a terror attack near London Mosque. The news has brought you compliments Fast Cash and Accords Dominica Limited. I am Kimberly Benjamin.